السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to this series titled Jinn and Jadu. Jadu refers to sihr in the Arabic language, black magic in English. Jadu is more of an Urdu word, but we'll be focusing on that a little later. In the initial part of the series, inshallah, we will be talking about the jinn, which are a special creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And these creations, or this creation, is mentioned in the Quran. And that's the first and most important point that I want to highlight for today. That it is imperative for us as Muslims to believe that the jinn exist, because the Quran talks about the jinn. We will go into more detail at a later stage in terms of the various verses of the Quran. But for now, in passing, a famous verse of the Quran, Surah Dhariyat, Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've created men and jinn to worship me. In another surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَالْجَانَّ خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ مِنْ نَارِ السَّمُومِ. We created the jinn before from the fire of hot wind. So the Quran talks about the jinn. Hence, we cannot be on the one extreme and refute the existence of the jinn. That is refuting a verse of the Quran. And we know that that is tantamount to disbelief. On the other hand, another extreme in belief is to attribute everything to the jinn, and to attribute things that are normal routine in life or happens or part and parcel of life, as many would say, and attribute everything to a jinn. That is another extreme. And that is one of the reasons why we're having this particular discussion and having this series, so that we get a balanced perspective of what we know and what we don't know about the jinn. We know they exist because Allah tells us they exist. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us they exist. So we have to believe in that. It's fundamental to our belief as Muslims. We don't need to know everything about their existence. It's a whole different world. We have to gauge whatever is told to us in light of the Quran and Sunnah, in light of what Allah has told us and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. If it's in conformance, alhamdulillah. If it's in contradiction, we reject it, because Quran and Sunnah is paramount. And if it is neither in conformance nor in contradiction, then we say Allah knows best. It could possibly be true, or it is also possible that it could not be true. So that's the first point that I wanted to highlight today, that that is our belief as Muslims in brief, that they do exist because Allah tells us they exist. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us they exist. What is the exact nature of their existence? We have some information which we will discuss, but we don't know everything, and nor is it necessary for us to know everything. Like all the other creations of Allah, there's so many different creations of Allah under the sea. Human beings are still exploring, still discovering. The human body, we know it exists, but there's so much of the human body that we still cannot grasp. There's so much of the human body that we can still not fathom. We know it's there, but we're still trying with all the technological advancement to get to the bottom of it. So the jinn in Arabic refers to something which is concealed and hidden. Generally speaking, it's hidden from human sight. It's not visible, generally speaking, to humans. The plural is jann. Allah uses the plural also. Well, janna khalaqnahu min qablu min nari samum. That's the Arabic word. There are different categories, the scholars tell us. When the word jinn is mentioned in Arabic in general, it's referred to jinn or jinni. If it's a jinn that dwells in people's houses, it's referred to as amir. If it's a jinn that interacts with children, it's called arwah, spirits. If it's a wicked jinn, it's called shaitan or shayateen, plural. If it's really wicked, it's called marid, a demon. And if it's worse than that and very strong, it's called ifrit. These are just different terminologies that are mentioned in the Arabic language. The reality is, the world of the jinn have got to do with a hidden world that is not visible and that cannot be measured in physical or empirical terms. We know a little about it based on Quran and Sunnah. We know a little more about it based on people's experiences which do not contradict Quran and Sunnah, but we don't know everything about it. And not everything about it that is spoken and that is said is true. So we'll suffice for that today, inshallah. We'll suffice on that for today, inshallah, and continue the discussion on the jinn tomorrow. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.